is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Next on News for the Soul, it's time for Coaching with Fred. Fred is a life coach on a mission. His goal is to help people who have gone temporarily off course to remember who they are and remind them why they are here. Ultimately, Fred wants to positively impact the lives of his clients, who will in turn affect the lives of others and in the end make a positive impact on our world. Let's welcome Fred to News for the Soul.
Hello, everybody. My name is Fred Haas. And I'm an energy facilitator, an intuitive, and a recovery life coach. I'm passionate about connecting to the source of our true selves and rising into the life we are destined to live. I am here to reflect light so we remember who we are. The name of this show is Living a Guided Lifestyle. My aim for the show is to provide an experiential and empowering opportunity that reminds us that we are whole, complete, and capable. We have our own answers, and we have the ability to heal. And the format for the show is we do a guided meditation, and we have a channeled message. Today, we aren't going to have a channeled message, I don't think. I think the meditation should take up pretty much all of the show, and if it doesn't, then I can talk at the end. So that's what we're going to do today. And I like to do guided meditations so that it's a way to provide an experiential and empowering opportunity to engage spiritual, emotional, intuitive, and energetic concepts and practices. Excuse me. We can get ideas in our head, or we can read things and make pictures about what that's supposed to be like or look like, but we don't really know. So a lot of the times these meditations are embedded with all kinds of energy tools and things so that you have the opportunity to listen and experience for yourself. So when you do read those things in the future, you can go, oh, yes, I know what that is, or I remember, or I had an experience of that. So today's meditation is called The Final Frontier. And the final frontier is the presence of being our sovereign true self. So this is a meditation to facilitate that and to try and remind us that we are who we are and that that can shine through. So hopefully that's enough encouragement for you to participate and sit through and enjoy. Let's get started. The final frontier. Let us invoke for divine blessing. Invoking the blessing of divine providence and one's spiritual guides is important. Everyone has spiritual guides, whether we are conscious of them or not. You are welcome to choose whomever you wish to invoke blessings from. Use this space to call on whomever you choose to pray to. To my higher soul, my divine self, we humbly invoke for divine blessings, guidance, love, illumination, bliss, and protection. We thank you in full faith. Take a deep breath. Relax. Allow your eyes to close. Breathe and turn your focus inward. Bring all your awareness in to your body. Connect to yourself. Plant your feet firmly on the floor. Place your hands on your knees. Straighten your back. Extend your spine upward. Connect your tongue to the roof of your mouth. And take 3 centering breaths. By breathing deep into your belly, holding briefly, then exhaling through pursed lips. Inhale to begin. Deep into your belly. Hold briefly. Exhale through pursed lips. Breathe at your own pace, and when you have completed 3 breaths, return to normal breathing and rest in silence. Be aware of your crown located at the top of your head. On your next breath, inhale through your crown and as you exhale, push the energy down to your feet. Do this 3 more times. Inhale through your crown. Exhale and push the energy to your feet. Inhale through your crown. Exhale and push the energy to your feet. One last time. Inhale through your crown. Exhale and push the energy to your feet. Be aware of this central core of energy from your crown to your feet. And while maintaining your awareness on this core, stretch your awareness to your omega chakra at the base of your light body below your feet. silently say, ground my central core energy and my omega chakra to whatever best supports my true self-grounding right now. So be it. Be still and be aware. Integrate that energy. Silently say, restore my connection from my central core energy through my crown to source. So be it. Be still and be aware. Integrate that energy. Silently say, it is my intention to clear and clean my physical and energetic vessel so that I may align with the highest energetic version of myself that I may receive today. So be it. Relax. Breathe. With each inhale, imagine a bright golden light expanding beyond everything. As you exhale, contract this golden light in the area of your feet and legs. Inhale and expand golden light brighter and brighter beyond everything. Exhale and contract that golden light into the area of your feet and legs. Inhale and expand and expand. Exhale and contract. Completely fill the area of your feet and legs. Sense this golden light pulsing and clearing as you resonate the sound in this area. Focus on the area of your feet and legs. And resonate the sound recall the bright golden light expanding beyond everything. And as you exhale, contract this golden light in the area of your lower torso. Inhale and expand the golden light brighter and brighter beyond everything. Exhale and contract the golden light into the area of your lower torso. Inhale and expand. Exhale and contract. Completely fill the area of your lower torso. Inhale and expand. Brighter and brighter. Exhale and contract. Sense this golden light pulsing and clearing into the area of your lower torso as you resonate the sound ooh in this area. Ooh. with each inhale, remember the bright golden light expanding beyond everything. And with each exhale, contract this golden light into the area of our mid-torso. Inhale and expand golden light, brighter and brighter beyond everything. Exhale and contract that golden light into the area of our mid-torso. Inhale and expand. Exhale and contract. Inhale and expand, brighter and brighter, beyond everything. Exhale and contract. Completely fill the area of your mid-torso. Sense this golden light pulsing and clearing. As you resonate the sound of O in this area. With each inhale, Recall the bright golden light expanding beyond everything. As you exhale, contract this golden light into the area of your upper torso. Inhale and expand the golden light, brighter and brighter, beyond everything. Exhale and contract that golden light into the area of your upper torso. Inhale and expand. Exhale and contract. Inhale and expand. Brighter and brighter. Exhale and contract. Completely fill the area of your upper torso. Sense this golden light pulsing and clearing as you resonate the sound ah in this area. With each inhale, remember the bright golden light expanding beyond everything. As you exhale, contract this golden light into the area of your head. Inhale and expand golden light brighter and brighter beyond everything. Exhale and contract that golden light into the area of your head. Inhale and expand. Exhale and contract. Inhale and expand bright golden light beyond everything. Exhale and contract. Completely fill the area of your head. Sense this golden light pulsing and clearing as you resonate the sound eh in this area. Integrate that energy. Now project the golden light out into your energy field as you resonate the sound of this hum projecting from the core of your physical body into your energy field. integrate that energy. The final frontier is not a destination. It is a presence. A presence of being our sovereign, true self. Our essence as an individuated aspect integral to the whole. It is our beginning. It is our enduring, infinite, energetic presence. For whatever reason, we may have misplaced our awareness of who and what we truly are. This sovereign presence of our true self. We become unconscious of our connection to everything. Maybe we distract ourselves. Maybe we fragment ourselves. Whatever our strategy, the result is our illusion of separation. We come to believe we are isolated, alone, disconnected. However, this is not true. We are not separate. We shift into our connection by calling it forward. Now, we call upon ourselves through our soul connection. We saturate our physical body and our energy field with our highest available and most appropriate light. Still and be aware. Silently say, show me my essence. Sense any subtle shift in energy. Focus your attention on this shift. Silently say, fill me with my essence. So be it. Integrate that energy. still and be aware. Silently say, show me my healthiest coherence. Sense any subtle shift in energy. Focus your attention on that shift. Integrate this energy, silently say, healing guides, thank you for shifting all the energy and the healing lines of light for the most gentle and perfect form of integration. Thank you for allowing all this energy to process gracefully. So be it. Let us give thanks. You're welcome to choose whomever or whatever you wish to give thanks to. Use this space to call on whomever you choose to pray to. To my higher soul, my divine self, thank you for my presence of being. Thank you for my true self. Thank you, in full faith. Take a deep breath. Feel your feet on the floor. Rub your hands together. Generate some heat. Take your palms, put them on your face. Feel the warmth. Return your connection to yourself. Take your thumb and forefinger and massage your earlobe. Reincarnate, bring yourself back into your body. Take a deep breath, and when you're ready, open your eyes. So that was our meditation today, the final frontier, the 111th meditation I've done on News for the Soul, and my last meditation, my last new one. This is my final live show after 6 years. It has been an honor and a pleasure to work with Nicole and everyone from News for the Soul, and it's been an honor and pleasure to serve you in your healing and energy needs with these journeys, these meditations. So, until next time, somewhere else out in the ethers, maybe on my website or my live shows on Insight Timer or something else. It's been a pleasure doing this journey with y'all. And until then, peace and blessings.